Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ordway, Landmark Center, Rice Park, just a small sampling of the beautiful downtown St. Paul landscape. And they're all visible through Jason DeRush's bedroom window. And you know what that means. They can see him through that same bedroom window, too.
Tongue in that Oreo like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is, pride of the East Side, St. Paul's own, Jason DeRush.
Honestly, the best element our station has is Dave's opens.
They're so good.
They are just tremendous. Yeah.
Can you submit those for like some sort of, you know, whatever these awards
is
are?
Marconi for that?
Probably.
For ridiculousness?
Yeah. I mean, we lose all the other ones. We could lose for this one,
too. Why not?
I want to get to a number of topics with you.
Great.
We've offered up a few criteria where we're calling it a gots to go situation where we are eliminating these people from the state of Minnesota. Okay? If your preference is feels like 20 below versus 93 and humid, we are sending you to Siberia, Antarctica, North Pole. We are removing you from the state. Do you agree with that theory?
I'm a little confused by the setup. So the choices were eliminating either
if your preference is 20 below versus 93.
Get out.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you enjoy on National Cookie Day an oatmeal raisin cookie, get out of here.
I have had good oatmeal raisin cookie.
No such thing.
But I would never choose it. You know what I mean? Like, I've had some where I'm like, you know what? I'll give it to you.
Is this during your meth days?
Yeah.
Dave, are you accepting any of this that he's suggesting?
I'm just saying I wouldn't choose it.
Good.
That's a lie. There's not a good one.
Should I get as combative as Leopold did when you were, like, going at him on the cookie choice?
Garen. Leopold's good, too.
Yeah. They're both, you know.
They're hockey guys.
They're big shots, whatever.
I just thought he could bring me back a bottle of wine from Italy. I don't know.
Be nice.
I'd be very nice. Didn't sound like there was a lot of flexibility.
It's usually cheaper to just buy it here, though. Yeah. Why bring it home?
Wow.
They have Italian wines here? Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah. They all taste the same. Yeah. I know.
He believes it.
Ridiculous.
He is ridiculous.
All right. Who else are we getting rid of?
What was the other one?
I think those are both good.
Didn't the other one involve you somehow?
I don't remember it.
Yeah, you were getting out of the state.
I couldn't have been.
Yeah. Other suggestions, other categories.
Yeah, I like this.
Of people
who we should
eliminate.
That's been the theme of the week.
That's right. That's
send them back.
Yeah.
I like it.
Somalis stay, these folks leave.
We were sending away people that start the wave.
Yeah, that's true. And then we said at a Twins game next year might be difficult. When you're trying to coordinate.
Big gaps. Big gaps.
Might be able to get the dugout in on it.
Maybe.
No, there was something else that you enjoyed.
That you hate?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. Yeah, I wasn't listening. Yeah, shocker.
I probably.
Comes at you fast.
Yeah, I was listening to Common, really, in the other. Yeah. Okay, so you tried the new downtown version last night of Belcourt.
Yes.
This is from Gavin Kaysen, who you know better than I, but I know Gavin. And you know this. I didn't like Belcore in Wayzata. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved it. It was one of my two or three favorites in the entire state. And I was dismayed. The closure. And
yes.
Did he want to get out? Was it a rent situation? Whatever. Now, a fine restaurant has replaced it in Josephina, but I have been pining for the return of Belcore, and you sampled the North Loop version last night.
The Belcore is open as a daytime bakery right now.
Yep.
And then dinner officially starts on Saturday.
Yep.
So I had feared that it was going to be overly fancy, that it was going to be... So, like, Danny Del Prado opened a French restaurant called Therese in 50th and France.
Yeah.
And I would say...
He's opening a lot of restaurants.
He's opened a lot. It's beautiful, very good, upscale. For me, it feels upscale. This feels... I mean, it's not cheap, right?
Because Belcore was not too upscale. The food was excellent, but I mean,
it was still like under $30 for most of the entree.
There'd be people coming off the water.
Yes.
Right there.
And this is similar. So I had this cod, beautifully prepared cod on like these lentils with sort of a vadivan curry flavor to it. And it was like $32 or $28. Yeah. And there was a steak and fries, steak frites.
Frites, yep.
$32. Like, I just thought it was very approachable from a price point. Not cheap.
Okay, let's get just dressed
up. But like North Loop, sort of North Loop prices, you're like, this is pretty good.
That's it. We're not talking about the suburbs. We're not talking about the affordable.
Correct.
This is Gavin
Gordy's Hi-Hat. This is one of the best.
By the way, we love Gordy's
Hi-Hat. Yes, we do.
I just was talking about it the other day, how just great it is.
It is great, but just a different.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't give me like, but just by that metric, you're like, oh, I was just very pleasantly surprised. And it's the room is kind of sexy at night. The bar, like, kind
it's
of
not
glows
a big place.
Red, but it's only like 50 seats.
Yeah.
And we had a server. So this is what makes or breaks it, I think. What I loved about Belcore and Wayzata is the people there were really nice.
Yes.
Like, I love sitting at the bar. Some of the best bartenders. So nice.
You know where I stand on that.
Yes. So this place, the bar is a little smaller. That's the only thing I'm a little bummed about.
Yep.
But it's like horseshoe shaped, which is nice. So you can kind of maybe get some conversation going. But we had this server who was a little, I would just say she was maybe a little greener than some like a Spoon and Stable server.
Yeah. But how do you know?
Well, I asked her.
Yeah.
And you could sort of tell, like, do you have the polish or do you?
Yeah, right.
But she was so dang nice and so fun and totally read our vibe. And I'm like, she made it a great night.
Okay.
And you're like, that's what it is.
Can you go to a restaurant where the food is very good, but the service just consistently doesn't match up? And if you're now considering the other excellent options that we have in this town, because we just have so many great options, we're so fortunate.
Yeah.
To me, some places slip noticeably in my rotation because of that. I think it should be for everybody.
I'll take service 10 out of 10 times. For me, like, the food alone is almost never going to be worth it to, like, outweigh mediocre service. Most service, I think, is actually... You know, it's mostly pretty good, but when you go to a place where it just like it feels good, like the people have a great attitude, they know they take care of you enough, but not too much where they're like they're up like ready
to
pull
up
a seat,
right?
Yeah, this girl was great. Erica was her name. She's terrific.
Good on Erica. There are a few places in town. I'll just bite my tongue at this point.
Yeah,
where I think they go out of their way to add to the allure of almost like some relationship or somebody told you play hard to get or something.
Right.
Where you're like,
hello?
we haven't seen you in 20 minutes. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's fun when you find it where it's good. So I was very impressed. And dinner is only going to be like 5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9.
So, and then on weekends till 10. So we'll see if that changes. Like if it's overwhelmingly full, I wonder if they'll maybe.
I'd like them to open up at 3:30 in case I just want to. Yeah. I just want to leave
here. And they close in the middle of the day. So
yeah.
Because they on this big granite counter, that's where all the baked goods are for the cafe. And then they take that out.
What do you think of what the, so they, for practical reasons, do that. A lot of restaurants, even the other day, I picked up from, I think we talked about this off air, Animali's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Excellent. Like, just. Ugh,
so good.
So good. But they're one of many restaurants where, on weekends, I think it is, where they'll shut down from 2 to 5. What do you think about that?
I get the practical reasons you need to do it. I don't love it. You know, we're no longer at the day where restaurants were just open all the time whenever you wanted them to be there.
Right.
Like, I hate that so many places close so early because I would like to eat at 10 or 10:30 sometime.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's maybe a little more employee friendly where you can manage
it
your
is,
staff
but
a little better.
You can, but also for some people, it's like, okay, if I'm trying to get 35 to 40 hours at this place.
That's it harder. Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm working, you know, 11 to 2 and then.
It's true.
I go hit balls for a couple hours, you know.
Yeah.
Close circuit common. Seven things you absolutely should never say to a bartender, according to experts.
Ooh.
We'll bounce these off Jason. Jason with a couple excellent political heavyweights today. Lisa Damoth, Speaker of the House. Favorite? To oppose Tim Walz as of now on a day when we have a little more money than we thought. The speaker is at 335, correct?
And correct.
Peggy Flanagan, lieutenant governor, but that's pretty much in her rear view mirror, senatorial candidate at 435 with Jason coming up next couple hours.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's beautiful.
If you could have one peak cookie, either from maybe a location in town or just the cookie itself. What do you have?
Oh, I think the Rustica double chocolate.
Oh, I've had that.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I think that'd be the go-to.
That is very, very good. Lindsay, does that pour water out somehow? I mean, you know, the Mrs. Granola over here.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes a cookies, is that against the climate?
Well, I think baking cookies definitely uses more energy. That's why I opt for just the dough, just out of the tub, the mouth.
It's environmental.
Yeah, I save money and energy on dishes as well. Yeah. I mean, I'm just doing my part, guys.
You're a giver.
Just doing my part.
You're our giver.
Do you remember when we used to be able to eat cookie dough without, like, concern that we were going to die? And now it's all like, wow, the flour might have salmon. It's like, please. My mom was, like, smoking 2 packs a day. Scooping up cookie dough.
I explain after listening to you for a number of years, it explains a lot. Now
I don't see any impact from it.
Wonder why you've been twitching the last 15 years. Seven things you should absolutely never say to a bartender. Number one, what is your actual job?
Oh, no.
Not good.
Not good.
Make it extra strong. Okay, should you never say that? Because you're kind of belittling, hey. Let the artiste be the artiste.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's fine to say make it extra strong, and then the appropriate response is, do you want a double?
Yeah.
Do you want, and
yeah.
then pay for it.
Yeah, then order it.
Yeah.
Where's the alcohol? No, probably not good.
But you can say that in a more snooty, bartender-friendly way. So if you ask for a cocktail, and say, like, you know, I prefer a spirit forward drink.
I think
anytime, they get the idea.
Anytime someone uses forward in that
spirit
way,
forward,
right? You know, I like to have the cheaper forward meal if I could. Surprise me. Now, come on. Is that? I've had various people in my life who love that. Like, whether it's at the table there. Just surprise me.
So I will usually do that on a second drink. Like, after you've had a chance to talk a little bit.
Yep,
maybe
right.
Have a vibe.
Build a little rapport.
Like, you know what I like.
Yep.
Go for it.
Can you
don't do that at, like, Cowboy Jack's.
Yeah.
You know where you're at, yeah. Right?
This sounds like Dave Harrigan. Can you give me this one on the house? Right? I mean, it's...
Do people say that?
I don't ask. I demand it.
How about
I'm not going to pay for this. So,
yeah. I think this is the attractive woman to the bartender. Can you give me this one on the house? Can you make this one the way another bar does? No. You know what? Go to the other bar. Right? Hey, over here. Okay, what's your move, Jason Russia, if you feel like you've been at the bar too long and you're not getting the proper attention?
It's a delicate dance, right? Mm-hmm. You start with, like, the lean over the bar.
Yep.
And then the...
How about the heavy snapping of the fingers?
No, that's a no. Aggressive eye contact, yes. That's step two. Step three is maybe, like, a one finger, like, in the air, like a... How about one of those?
I think
I've seen the holding up the money. Like, that's not really my move, but
yeah.
I think it's an okay move.
Dave, what's your move? You're not getting the proper attention that you, a man of your stature, demands.
Wait.
You just stand there and wait all day. So you're at the Applebee's.
I'm very meek.
Mm. Yes. You're kind of the typical Minnesotan.
Yes, I just need a perfect margarita at the Applebee's.
You're at the four-way stop for eternity.
Yes.
Just waiting for someone else to assert themselves. Yeah.
Chad.
Mm.
No, this is a different one. I'll go to you. Jason, what have you heard about the Big Boar Express going into Monticello? Ooh, I would love that. Have you heard anything about that?
I had heard rumblings that there was going to be another Big Boar.
Mm.
I didn't know Monticello, so that's news to me.
Right. I mean, we got a Hanover now.
Yeah.
Can we move a little bit more towards civilization? Right?
Right.
I'm a fan.
Hanover, very close. Seth had a summer internship at a metal plant right next to Big Boar in Hanover.
Oh, I think Big Boar is excellent. You're a fan of Big Boar, right?
I am, yeah. That's a good deal. It's good to take your computer science nerd kid and make him go work at a factory for a summer.
That's good.
It was a very good experience for
him. Hanover,
I think it was a CCO radio listener that, like, ended up connecting him with the job.
Sounds troubling. Like, he's just, I'm a CCO listener. Can I have your kid?
Well.
I mean, do we do any background check situation here?
It's a real company.
Yeah.
They paid him. I don't know. What do I care?
As a bartender, I always like it when someone says, what's your favorite drink?
Oh,
and I tell them water, or I tell them to drink what you ordered.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.